Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me.
So good. Oh, you know, actually, we just watched. Not good enough. We watched the Hugh Jackman movie with Kate Hudson, where he plays. Oh, what was the name of it? It's Thunder and Lightning.
Oh, that Neil Diamond tribute thing.
Yeah. He plays a guy who's like an impersonator, and then he finds kind of a gap in the market and starts to do. He doesn't want to do Neil Diamond impersonations because he feels like it would be insulting to Neil Diamond. And then he starts doing it's a weird movie.
Is it already out on like
DVD? We watched on the cruise. We watched the in room whatever. By the way, Holland America has the best version of that, because basically you have your it's like you have Netflix in your room basically. You have movies on demand.
Carnival doesn't.
You know, because it's not like on, you know, the other cruises, typically it's more like cable in your hotel room. It's just playing.
Yep.
There's 10 channels and it's playing what it's playing. This is, you can go search through a menu of a couple, I guess, 100, you know, things and pick the ones you watch. It'll remember you were watching it and go back to that. So, like, we had movies my son was watching, movie the three of us were watching, movies that the two of us were watching, and movies that I was watching. Like, and you could go back. It was like having your own DVR. It was kind of cool. Anyway, sorry. Bragging about it, Holland America, but it was a good cruise. What were we talking about? Oh, the Neil Diamond impersonation movie. It's a weird movie. I can't super recommend it, but I guess it's a true story or something. So anyway, it's, you know, weird. 437-1620. Speaking of news, we kind of mentioned it before the top of the hour, but that's just because I think this is such a big story that I don't want to have you miss it. And you know, if you haven't heard, this is a kind of a prepare yourself moment. But you know, Palafox doing all the renovations. And that's going to be done May 24th. David Stafford yesterday, the city administrator, said in the press conference when he was filling in for Mayor Hayward. Go back in time a little bit. Is filling in for Mayor Reeves. He said they're still on track. You know, he was asked, when's it going to be done? He's like, May 24th. He was like, could it be done earlier? We're not going to overpromise. That means maybe. So it's going to reopen. What we found out at the city council meeting on Thursday, this is the part that's the new, is, and it, pardon me that I didn't see it. I guess nobody else caught it. P&J and Channel 3 haven't even reported it yet, but which is fine. I mean, you know, takes everybody to find stuff. They added an item at the end of the meeting, and I had not watched the meeting, I'll be frank. I had not watched it until yesterday. I had watched this county commission meeting. I had watched Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. There's a lot of meetings to get through on a Thursday. Plus, I'm writing the transgressors. It takes 3 hours. It's a long time. So I finally got around to watching the Pensacola City Council meeting, and right at the end, they did an add-on item, which is, they don't do that all that often in Pensacola. The add-on item was to amend the construction contract for the Palafox renovations. They're putting a toll plaza in on Garden and on Main. So entering Palafox from the north and the south, not all the way on Palafox, not like the, you know, up by Wright Street, but that one, and not down by Plaza Luna, but just that one section that's under construction, because, I mean, partially to cover costs, I think. It's an expensive project. Partially, it's the same principle that the mayor has been advocating for. You know, the reason you charge for parking is not to make money, but to incentivize people to move around and use it less. Well, same thing. If you have congestion problems on Palafox, and you certainly do, especially in conjunction with parking, this will discourage people from using Palafox, essentially pushing them towards what, Spring or Balin or Jefferson or Tarragona, and kind of spread out the traffic. And so it's going to be $3 per car for two axles, and then additional axles, $1.50. We've got a rendering up on our Facebook page. If you want to see it, you can see for yourself what it's going to look like. It's not the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
I mean, I think they could have done better with the architecture.
We could probably incorporate a little bit more aesthetic to it, you know.
More Pensacola in it.
Use some of the Zebra Butt logo, you know. Maybe get Pensacola Plastic Arts to do a neon sign of some kind that would be kind of cool. You could maybe put a digital signboard. I mean, if you're going to put what they've done is they've used the infrastructure from Bob Sykes that's being dismantled, and they just put that in on Palafox, and it kind of looks like, you know, if you see two buildings connected by an over-the-road walkway, like sometimes you see the convention centers or, gosh, you drive through Panama City, you see it all the time. It sort of looks like that, except that it's a toll plaza instead of being a walkway. Although, I suppose they could make it a walkway, connect the top of Vinyl to the...
You know what? That's a good idea.
They could do that. I don't, anyway.
Yeah.
Where was I? I was kind of... thinking out loud. But it looks like, oh, they're going to use the Bob Sykes stuff. And so when you get done, it'll be $3 to for a day, not like each time. It'll make you good for the day. It's kind of a good note that, you know, if you go away for lunch and whatever. Should cut down on congestion. I listen to the mayor explain this. I listen to the argument that, you know, look, if we do surge pricing up to $10 on the weekends, obviously people will pay a $10 cover charge to go on Palafox. I mean, Palafox is a cool street. You know, Jen Brer actually made this argument. She said, you know, she's a math person. She said the math works. And besides, I mean, we're putting to, what was the exact quote here? Jen Brer, besides, when the Palafox renovations are complete, nobody will mind paying a few bucks for the privilege of driving on it since the new street's going to be so beautiful and smooth. Makes sense. And the crowd... You know what was the most surprising about all? I mean, the announcement itself was surprising, shocking. And I'm against toll roads, paid parking. You know me. I'm against this, but I try to understand and listen. And I was the most impressed that the crowd in attendance was very anti this at the beginning. And there weren't that many that had hung around, but the maybe 30 or so that were there. They seemed to be persuaded by the rationale of it. It's a money generator for the parking garage. It's people are actually paying for the privilege of using this beautiful new street, which kind of the pay as you go. The mayor mentioned that it's, you know, he's always talking about how county residents come and use city infrastructure and don't pay any of the property taxes for it. So why not collect money from them? This is a way to collect money from the people who use Palafox. Anyway, more on this in a second, but you know, some people are going to be super angry. 437-1620, me included. But then again, I realized I don't really drive on Palafox. I was trying to think when the last time...
Well, you avoid the parking.
Right.
To pay.
Right. I'm not going down Halifax to look for parking. I mean, you can't go down there now. But, you know, usually... I mean, it was free, I guess, for a while. But anyway, it's not going to be. I just don't go on Palafox. I automatically go on Jefferson or Spring or somewhere else. So, it doesn't... What do I care, really? Anyway, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Still the traffic light is out at West Fairfield Drive and North W Street. They are working on that one, so beware of that. Let's see here. Highway 29 southbound, approaching 9 Mile Road, experiencing about a 10-minute delay. And let's see here. 98's looking good. Highway 90's actually flowing. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, maybe one that's more toll-friendly for Palafox, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are not brand new, obviously they sell used cars, but cars that are not that old, they're in the sweet spot. They're like where you haven't had to pay the depreciation hit, like Dave Ramsey says, but you're not going to be the first owner, but you are going to be able to drive that car for a long time. In fact, they warranty all their cars to 100,000 miles or 10 years, whichever comes first. And I mean, that's a long time. So, you know, they're good cars. They only sell quality cars and they'll take care of you. I know because like it was crazy. They called me 6 months after we bought our Honda Odyssey and then a year after we bought our Honda Odyssey and were like, hey, is there anything wrong with the car? Who does that? And I after a year, I was like, well, we discovered that one of the physical keys doesn't work. Like the fob works, but the key doesn't work, which we never need. And they're like, we'll bring it in. We'll replace it. And honestly, my thought at the time was, I'm like, yeah, I bet you will for $150. And I said, well, how much will that cost? And he's like, nothing. It's on us. You bought a car expecting two keys. You get a car with two keys. I brought it in. About 15 minutes later, they had it cut. It was done. Easy. Done. Like simple. And that's the point. They try to be not the place you fear a used car place is going to be. They want you to come back again and again. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Questions. What about floats and trucks? Well, it'll be high enough for trucks, but floats is a good one. I don't know the answer to that. We'll have to see what the mayor says about that here in about 20 minutes. Let's see. What is the... Oh, you know what? This was the most surprising thing. Two surprising things. Number one, actually three. One was the crowd reacting favorably to being explained. Because usually, you know, when you explain, they just get angrier. But the crowd for the toll on Palafox, actually, they kind of were persuaded. This makes sense. Generate revenue. Property taxes going away. People pay for what they use. It's not that much money. I mean, who's going to really... If they're going to pay $4 or $5 for parking, why wouldn't they pay $3 for a toll? I mean, like, it kind of makes sense. But then one of the residents said... As a county resident, I've always felt like it wasn't fair that I didn't really pay for all the great infrastructure in the city. I kind of felt like I was freeloading off of other people and not paying enough taxes to support this great town. Now I can finally pay my own way. It's just so fair, which I thought, well, that's great. Also surprising, the mayor says that if this works, because we've got all the flock cameras, because we've got the, you know, the license plate readers, because we've got red light cameras, he says, and I thought it was kind of funny, he said it could pave the way. Pave the way for installing more.
He said that?
He did. I know. He's such a dork. Anyway, he said we could do more sections of town this same way. Now that we have the flock license plate readers and red light cameras, the next step of making the whole city into a system of toll roads might just make sense and solve the money problems. After all, why shouldn't the people who use the roads pay for them directly? Especially because, like, electric car people don't pay gas tax, so they're freeloading. But this is a way to make them pay for the roads they use. Again, I hate this because I hate toll roads, but I get the logic of it. And then this, of all the things, this was the most surprising. The governor is in favor of this. The governor said, he was asked about this during a news conference in Tallahassee, and he said, this is the kind of forward thinking we're looking for from local government. When we take away all the property tax revenue, it only makes sense. They'll have to find it somewhere else. And you all know I have completely failed to come up with a plan to keep local governments fiscally solvent when we do away with property taxes. I was surprised he admitted that.
Wow.
I know. It's a rare moment of sort of humility for the governor. So thank goodness Pensacola has bailed me out. He also says he hopes more cities become fiscally responsible, like Pensacola, convert their free streets into toll streets. The toll collection devices go active when the street reopens May 24th. So just be aware. Don't be surprised by that. There'll be lots of warnings, you know, but toll by plate or SunPass. Feel free to weigh in what you think of this. 437-1620. Weigh in. Tell me what you think. You like the idea. You hate the idea. You know, whatever the case may be, or go on Facebook. We have it posted there with the picture so you can kind of see what the thing is going to look like. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Easter, or better stated, Resurrection Sunday, is a recognition of perhaps the most important miracle in the entire Bible. It is the miracle of victory over death and therefore the offer of eternal life. Remember that Easter is more than just colorful eggs, chocolate bunny rabbits, and pretty baskets. All of those things are okay and have their place, but let's be sure that we consider the primary message of this important Christian holiday. The message of Easter is that sin brings death, but Jesus brings life. Ladies and gentlemen, he's alive and he's seated at the right hand of God the Father, where he ever lives to make intercession for us. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, trust him today. This Easter, rejoice in the risen Savior.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Let me tell you, you are no exception to rule. Get on up on the floor, 'cause we're gonna boogie, oogie, oogie till you just can't boogie no more.
If your hips ain't moving, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's just, you know,
I just wish
now.
We had a camera so
no,
everybody could see you boogie woogie.
Nobody needs to see me dancing to the music. Nobody needs to see
me. I thought it was actually kind of good. I was proud of you.
Oh, okay. I can't believe I'm going to admit this. But since we were talking about the cruise, you got me thinking about it. And somebody said, you were watching an in-room movie on a cruise? Okay. Well,
you had a balcony room.
At night, at time, you know, or when, you know, there are down times, you know. So anyway, I'm gonna make you so proud, John.
Uh-oh.
I can't believe I'm going to say this.
You paid
out loud.
For parking?
Oh, no. Oh, no, we did. Sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
$20 a day.
Right.
Does that come with a mask and a gun? Anyway, good Lord. Yeah, we paid. I learned how to line dance.
Do what?
Sorry, folks.
What?
The look from David Wayne.
Oh, we must pot hell. David.
David could not possibly have given me a more surprised, quizzical, disbelieving look.
I just
look.
Can't see it. I'm
you saying I can't move in coordination? What do you mean?
Well, no, I mean, I just saw, sounds like an obviously insult, you can, David. But no, I just can't see you line dancing.
Yeah, it was just one doesn't of the, it match was one your of the, you know, one of the activities. You know how they learn to salsa dance, learn to line dance, learn to play pickleball, learn to play mahjong, done
were
all.
You drinking?
No. Okay. I don't drink on a cruise. I know I'm the only one, but just too expensive. It's not worth it. Yeah. And plus, then you make seasick and all this stuff. Anyway, that's how I offset the weight. Is I eat everything and don't drink anything. So, I learned how to line dance. We had a great cruise director, and, you know, we did a line dance thing. I learned like four or five of them, and I was done by about the fifth one.
Are we talking like country line dancing or?
Say that part. Yeah.
Country music.
You're doing like the boot scootin' boogie?
Yes.
Okay.
David, well,
you're going to have to show me.
John Pickens is traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you. Still dealing with a traffic light out at West Fairfield and North W Street. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, starting to see some delay there. Also, Highway 29 coming southbound toward 9 Mile Road, experiencing a 12-minute delay. And Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, experiencing a 7-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom before he gets over his shock at...
look, this line dancing thing is just, it's exciting.
That should be breaking news.
This opens up
news.
A whole new world for you. Yeah, if you want to continue your line dance education, I'm pretty sure I saw that maybe like Wild Greggs is doing line dancing lessons at some point too. So there you go. You keep going. Learn more.
Just do your job, son. No, just...
I'm just trying to encourage my friend Andrew in his new endeavor. A federal judge ordering the University of Pennsylvania to provide a list of its Jewish employees to the Trump administration, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, sorry, I inverted those words there, says it is investigating alleged anti-Semitic harassment of Jewish people at UPenn. NASA says the weather forecast is 80% go for tonight's Artemis II launch in Florida. Weather Officer Mark Berger said at a briefing on Tuesday that the conditions are favorable, but they are watching potentially for wind, rain, and puffy cumulus clouds.
Now, they just fueled up.
Did they fuel?
Yeah, they're starting the fuel right
now.
They're
supposed to start at like about a 40
minutes ago. Because their launch status is go.
All right. I haven't checked back on the website. Let me look on the website and see if they're still at the same time. Pardon me while I scroll. We got the NASA Live, Artemis 2. There we go. Yeah, 10 hours. 9 hours and 56 minutes and 48 seconds. You know, people are going to be watching this all day. Because this is big stuff. We don't report all the time on the line. We kind of mention, David will mention it, but we don't spend a lot of, we're sending people around the moon for the first time in 54 years, 72, right?
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's amazing. All right,
exciting
David,
times.
Thanks so much for the update. By the way, that's, okay. Can I be this guy for just a second?
The line dancer?
No. No! Stop. I'm regretting this choice already. not the doing of it, but the telling you part. Made me lose my train of thought. The people who don't believe we ever went to the moon. You know, people who believe that it was all faked and Capricorn 1 kind of stuff and staged. And the one thing about the moon that... does make me, the one thing that's always been a kind of a, well, that's weird, is that we haven't gone back. You know, the technology is better and better and better and better, but we haven't actually gone back. You know, I mean, the technology at the time was very primitive, right? Pre-space shuttle primitive.
Hey, maybe they can take a photo as a proof of life thing that the thing's still there. The flag.
Stop it. This photo generated by ChatGPT. All right, 437-1620. Let's see, we got a bunch of comments. Let's see, where is this? 4376. I'm trying to catch some of these. People are they're worried about Uber with the Palafox toll, the $3. When it gets done, I mean, this was approved last week at City Council, and then, you know, the final of that stretch of Garden to Palafox is going to be $3 a day. They're using the infrastructure from the Bob Sykes Plaza as that's being dismantled. Anyway, They're worried about Uber. I mean, I think Uber will adjust, or it'll give you a choice or something like that. Plus, what do you care?
To avoid toll
road. It's
the
Uber driver. Yeah. You know, they'll take care of you. Why not just go on the side streets? Well, I think that's part of the goal. The goal is they didn't want to put speed bumps in on this brand new street. Although, anyway, but they, you know, this is a way to generate revenue, but also some people will go Tarragona, Jefferson, Balin, Spring. You know, this will even out the traffic a little bit. Obviously generate revenue, which is, I suppose, good. I mean, you know, me, I hate it. But, and then, John, you and I have been talking about how are they going to control for people using the cross streets
the cross
and getting
street.
In for free.
Yeah.
Put up the bollards. Install the bollards. So you close off the streets. And then that solves some of the cross traffic issue. So if Palafox is basically a destination, like you go to drive it from Maine to Garden or from Garden to Maine and to park or get access to the businesses, but no turning, which would kind of make sense given that that's the second phase. You know how the second phase of the reconstruction is going to be? Those side streets are going to get closed.
Oh, so maybe this is, they're going to be closed.
Maybe
let's
this
just
is all a
up.
Part of it. Yeah, let's just.
Oh, I like that.
Kind of. Oddly, makes sense. The president is going to sit in on the Supreme Court oral arguments today to hear about birthright citizenship.
Isn't it the first time ever?
First time in history. The Supreme Court says they don't have any records of a president previously. I find that amazing.
Me too.
Maybe it's a feeling like it's inappropriate, but I would, if I was the president in a case, I would want to attend for, I mean, just to do it.
That you were there.
What is Trump's face? Are they going to do split screen? Are they going to, they don't do video, but I want to know what his face is doing while he's watching all this.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump becomes the first ever sitting president to listen to arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court.
The issue before the Supreme Court is whether President Trump's executive order that seeks to end birthright citizenship is legal or not. Lower courts have ruled that the action violates or likely violates the 14th Amendment.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, it begins at 10 a.m. Eastern. The president rounds out his day by delivering a speech to the nation about the conflict in Iran that begins at 9 p.m. Eastern. The president ramps up the pressure on our allies, telling the UK's Telegraph.
He's strongly considering pulling out of the alliance. I was never swayed by NATO. I always knew they were a paper tiger, and Putin knows that too, by the way.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich of the White House. The president upset over some NATO nations limiting U.S. military's access to their airspace and bases. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 70 degrees with partly cloudy skies. We're going to get to our forecast. That's up in just a few minutes. An 18-year-old Bruton teenager has died after being ejected from the bed of a pickup truck during a rollover crash. This happened in Escambia County, Alabama on Sunday. Alabama Highway Patrol telling us that a 16-year-old driver left the roadway on County Road 55. This was near Nice Road. It caused the truck to overturn. Two other teens were in the bed of the truck as well. They were both taken to the hospital and injured. The driver and a 15-year-old passenger in the cab were also hurt. Neither of them were wearing a seatbelt. An investigation into that crash is ongoing. Santa Rosa deputies warning parents after several teens were caught kicking in front doors at homes in Milton over the weekend as part of a TikTok challenge. Multiple calls came in last weekend reporting what sounded like attempted break-ins. Deputies say the prank is dangerous, not just to the teens, but to the homeowners as well. They warn that homeowners do have the right to defend themselves and could potentially shoot through a door believing somebody is breaking in. Deputies say that if the teens are identified, they will face criminal mischief charges and would be required to pay restitution for any damaged doors as well. A Fort Walton Beach animal shelter is stretched to the limit after taking in 77 animals seized from a home in Okaloosa that was operating a nonprofit rescue operation. The Panhandle Animal Welfare Society says that 74 designer dogs, two donkeys, and one pig were found without adequate food or water and in poor condition. Staff say a lot of the dogs were deaf and blind from long-term suffering. Some were so matted that their sex couldn't even be determined. Several had distended bellies and lots of worms. PAWS Executive Director Tracy Kinsley says that the animals could cost up to $250,000. The shelter had to build makeshift pens to house them. The animals won't be adopted out until the investigation is over. That could take weeks or potentially even months. Well, gas prices are on the rise across the state. News Radio's Chris Bryan says prices are the lowest here in the panhandle.
Well, it's finally happened. For the first time since 2022, the average price of gas in Florida, over $4 a gallon. AAA confirmed the lowest prices in the state continue to be in the panhandle. Pensacola now has the lowest gas prices at $3.68. Crestview, Fort Walton Beach, $3.71. Panama City, $3.72. There are several apps available to help you find the cheapest gas, including Gas Buddy AAA and Gas Guru. Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, the countdown is on. 9 hours, 49 minutes, 20 seconds right now until the Artemis II launch, the first crewed flight around the moon in more than 50 years. Mission Commander Reid Wiseman is a veteran astronaut, former Navy test pilot, who previously led the International Space Station. He says the team is prepared for this mission.
The four of us, we are ready to go. The team is ready to go, and the vehicle is ready to go.
And joining him, pilot Victor Glover, a Navy aviator, SpaceX Crew 1 veteran, mission specialist Christina Koch, who holds the record for being for the longest space flight by a woman, and Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen will be the first Canadian to fly around the moon. 735 at News Radio 92.3. And John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're still rolling accident-free, but be aware the light at West Fairfield and North W Street is out, so pay attention to that one. Also, if you're on Highway 29 southbound headed toward 9 Mile, we're seeing about a 9-minute delay. Also, I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29 through that construction zone experiencing about 11-minute delay, and Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, 12-minute delay there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
We are going to be dealing with a small chance of some pop-up showers today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 76 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67 degrees. Going into Thursday, sunny skies, high near 78. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 65. For Friday, small chance of a pop-up shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, 76 degrees for your high. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 67. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
7:36. We've got 70 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Videos on social media show Baidu's Apollo Go robo-taxis reportedly stopping mid-traffic, trapping passengers and causing highway collisions on the streets of the Chinese city of Wuhan yesterday. Chinese search giant Baidu has not publicly responded. Oil prices have dropped and are down by more than 2% as President Trump reveals that he believes the U.S. can end its military campaign against Iran in the next 2 to 3 weeks. West Texas Intermediate is checking in at roughly $99 per barrel. Brent is currently down to $101. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports that the average interest rate for 30-year mortgages increased to 6.57% from 6.43%. Refinance demand dropped 17% for the week. Mortgage demand from buyers is dropping close to where it was 1 year ago. Futures are higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 1125. The NASDAQ up 795. The S&P 500 up 184. That's Your Money Now.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No opinions, no arguing, just the news right now.
Right now.
Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 to 7.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And most importantly, Keela Richardson, Pensacola Zone, made it to the top 14. We're confident that and hopeful that she's going to make the top 12. If you may recall that she and her son Drew and a couple of her other family members visited City Hall during a break in the filming a couple of a month or two ago, and that was a wonderful visit. So we couldn't be more happy and proud to have her and her family representing Pensacola and that extraordinary talent that she had. We're hopeful and confident that she's got a chance to take it all. We wish her all the best.
I love that David Stafford led with this yesterday at the mayor's press conference, but he was unavailable, so David Stafford was pinch hitting for him, and it was great. And I'm so excited for Keela Richardson. I hope she wins. But that would be two towns I've lived in where the American Idol winner was there when I was, like, we lived in Arizona. I live in Phoenix. What is her name? I can't remember now. Anyway, so I hope that she wins. That's fantastic. And I love this part about she visited City Hall. Joining us now, Mayor D.C. Reeves, Mayor of Pensacola. Every Wednesday we talk with him. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, so this, what did he do? They came and talked with you, and I actually heard an account from somebody of, it was Lisa Leiter was telling me about your interactions with her son, Drew, and how just he was excited and you were excited and how fun this was to meet them.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, they were so nice, and we actually had, it was cool. We had a bunch of people in City Hall, of course, that had watched the audition, and you know, she probably had the most memorable one of any of the episodes leading up,
because
of Drew, and you know, and how great a job she did. So we had a bunch of the City Hall employees that were dying to meet them, and it was great. You know, we let Drew make a couple mayoral decisions for my desk, you know, probably better than mine. it was just a fun day, and you know, we're actually in conversations with them. Potentially, depending on how things go, you know, we may try to pop out there for 48 hours. So,
that's cool.
So,
I love it.
Represent the city out there. So, I mean, you know, when you watch, we certainly got a great shot, and again, a great story, and you know, it's kind of cool to see Pensacola on such a national platform, and it be such a Pensacola person, you know, and a family that we all know or have one degree of separation at least from knowing. So we're rooting for her hard, and you know, I think she's got a real shot.
Yeah, and it's one of those great good news stories, a lot of visibility, a lot of positivity, you know, Devin Witherspoon, now this, just all, you know, it's cool stuff. By the way, I forgot to mention, our weekly interview with the mayor is brought to you by Lambert Transfer and Storage. Choose the team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. Back to Mayor. I actually called you Mayor Hayward earlier. I said the term of Mayor Hayward. I don't know what I was thinking. Back to Mayor Reeves. Obviously, the big news of the day, thing we've been talking about quite a bit, is this kind of last-minute change in the redesign of Palafox with the toll plaza being put in at Garden and Main Street. I know Charles Baer protested about having it be a last-minute add-on, and I kind of agree with him. There wasn't a lot of public notice. We've been getting a lot of messages this morning, so I've been trying to explain it from your point of view, because I know, you know, you and I don't always see eye to eye on these kinds of things. I see the value in that, you know, if county residents are going to use Palo Fox, why shouldn't they have to pay for it? Just like parking, you know, spread out the cost with loss of revenue from, you know, property taxes. And if people are willing to pay $4 or $5 for parking, why wouldn't they pay for $3 to drive on the street? But I wanted to let you comment on it, and, you know, however you want to.
Well, then that means Sigmund Freud on your Freudian slip with Mayor Hayward was probably a help to me then. So that might have been when you were referencing Mayor Hayward was on this. And, you know, also probably just as shocking to everybody out there is that that Councilman Mayor disagreed with a vote on something that we did. So.
You know what was funny?
I think we were like 9 for 10 in our council meeting.
I know. You know what was hilarious about that is he seemed to take offense at the implication that he always votes no. And then he voted no like 5 times. And we got to like the 6th vote. He's like, I'm finally voting yes. I'm like, exactly. You always vote no.
Yes, of course. When you asked the question, did I learn about my new policy this morning? The answer was yes. So
there you go.
It was also an add-on item in my own life as of about 2 hours ago.
Nice. Were you surprised that DeSantis is in favor of this? I mean, I would have thought that DeSantis would have been, it's another way of taxing the citizens, but here he is saying he likes the idea, and he admits that if he's got no plan for you to make up the lost revenue from property taxes going away, at least this is a way to tax the people who use the service to generate revenue. I was surprised he was so, like, conciliatory and rational about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think two things. Number one, we planted 12 of the state tree of Florida on Palo Fox Street with the palm trees that people keep telling me aren't native. But so I'm sure that probably helped in the decision, as well as just really being tapped out of local funds after building the welcome sign. You know,
right?
Those
yeah,
two things.
When FDOT put so much money into the aesthetics,
yes.
Very good. Well, we're kind of hoping for a little bit of an aesthetic improvement. I think it's an opportunity for a digital signboard or maybe plastic art signs to do something. We could make it prettier, but the idea, we'll just kind of see how this goes. But if you're wondering what I'm talking about, it's on our Facebook page. I don't want to dwell on this all day because we've got other stuff to get to with the mayor. We're talking to Mayor D.C. Rees. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Marcus Point Baptist Church. Their community sunrise service is happening Easter Sunday at 6:15 a.m. at Blue Wahoo Stadium. You can visit PensacolaEaster.org. Still rolling accident-free, not delay-free. If you are on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29, expect about a 12-minute delay, and still seeing some major delays on Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile Road. And also Highway 90 coming into Pensacola. You're starting to back up again, about a 15-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right, I'm going to do something I never do. I never do this. I'll tell you about it in just a second. I want to let you know this interview with Mayor D.C. Rees is brought to you by Lambert Transfer and Storage. Choose a team with the legacy Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. I never do this in the middle of a show on April 1st, but I am going to do it now because it's kind of a unique circumstance. It is April Fool's Day. So, yes, the toll plaza on Palo Fox is a complete joke. And I want to give credit to the mayor because he didn't know. And the first thing I asked him when we were off the air, when I got him on the phone, was like, because I didn't know if he'd want to, you know, play along or just ignore it. And I asked him, I said, I'm like, did you know about it? He's like, oh, yes. And he wanted to play along. And I love that. So, Mayor, I know your phone has been melting this morning, and I'm sorry, but I do want to, you know, at least give you the out of, okay, yes, obviously this is an April Fool's Day joke, and I normally go until 9 o'clock and keep up the pretext, and I'll come back to it for all the people who tune in late, but anyway, I appreciate you. I even got several texts here. I cannot believe that the mayor is playing along with this, so well done.
Now all you have to do is anybody who's in their car from, you know, 6:30 to 6:52, it'll be all those occupations that we'll have to get to.
But I know.
In
an election year, right? In a primary is coming up, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Anyway. Well, I'll let you know when we see that negative ding in the polling. I'll let you know. I do want to say again as a April Fool's aficionado
you're a practitioner, right?
Right, exactly. So, you know what? This is actually helpful. I decided to wait, and there was too many ones. I thought about the tunnels, and it would have been good because I could have said we found one and it would have been more believable, but now so many people have done the tunnels that, you know, it's kind of overplayed. So, you know, we're going to have to go with option B.
So,
but I can't tell you what.
So serious traffic news, two things. I keep wanting to make sure we tell people that Main Street will be closed for 6 weeks starting next week between Barrancas and I Street. And then the left turn from Main onto Barrancas is going to be unavailable for like the next almost 3 months, right? Due to an ECUA project, stormwater and sewage?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Those closures are popping up because of FDOT. And typically they're kind of a spider web of the large Garden Street project. Just because, for example, ECUA went ahead and did work in Palafox Street, as you can imagine, while we had it all cut up. So I'm guessing that. I don't know that for a fact, but typically any of that work up and along that area is going to be kind of trying to piggyback on work already taking place on the state road.
Have we solved the issue of Joe Paddy's yet, or is that still where are we at on that part of the project?
I'd probably need an update on that, but I can tell you, I can tell you philosophically, again, I think there are members of the Paddy family and myself that are very much in agreement that this needs to get to what's really a win-win solution of sending it to the west of the building. But there's several family members involved and you know how that can get complex sometimes.
Right.
So I generally think there's a very good understanding between both parties about which way we want to go and agreement, to be honest with you. But it's just, again, it just took so long and there was no way to compel anything to move along with this multi-million-dollar stormwater project. So we had to, and that's why we came right out front and talked about it, is we didn't want this to be misperceived as some big battle. I think they were just trying to get this action taken. And so I would just, I can speak philosophically and say we feel pretty good about where we are. And that, you know, that I think we all hope that this isn't going to be something that really needs to be contested, but that we just get to a solution.
We just had another car blow through the stop sign at Garden and Alkanese and damage several graves in St. Michael's Cemetery. And you and I have talked about this before, about, you know, what is the answer to this? Of course, it's one of those complex things because it's a state road and a city road. And, you know, how do you stop people from being stupid? But do we have a better plan yet? Is there anything in the works? I know you're working on all these traffic things like the 14th and Gregory stuff and the graffiti bridge stuff. And, you know, there are too many to solve, but still each one matters, right?
Yeah, and this is a tough one. Councilwoman Patton and I have talked a lot about this. And so the short answer is yes, of course, April 13th, we're going to meet about the genesis being 14th and Gregory and all the concerns we have with the speed coming off the bridge. But this will also be part of that discussion. Really, the issue there, and this is it with so many things, and again, this is, you know, when you think critically about a lot of these complex issues in the city, whether it be streets or anything else, there's always kind of the other side of the story. When something seems so obvious that the government would or wouldn't do, there's typically another side to the story. And this is a perfect example. Yeah, you can put guardrails up, but would you want to lose the sidewalk or have this big gaudy thing in front of the historic, you know, gravesite that would now take away? This comes up with speed bumps in neighborhoods all the time. We get requests all the time for speed bumps. We put them in, and about 12 hours later, we got calls from five neighbors and say, I didn't know these things were going to be so loud. It's like, well, yeah, you know, I mean, that's, you know, there's a give and take. So it's not just as easy as saying put up a big ugly fence on the around the bend going on from Garden Alkanese. So it puts us in a little bit of a difficult position, and FDOT, really, it's their road. So we're just trying to work through what the most viable solution is. Maybe it's with plantings. Maybe it's something else that can help protect that, which is the primary goal, but also not have the unintended consequences of losing walkability or having something so ugly in the middle of our downtown that maybe isn't even very effective, but now is just a big eyesore. So lots of things to consider with these types of scenarios.
And in addition, I mean, if you know people run that, and especially when they're drinking, I mean, that's bad. But if you now put up a real barrier, you run the risk of actually causing injury or death to people. Like, you know, you start to, I mean, even if you're not legally culpable for that, you have to think morally about, is that the end solution that we want? I mean, it's just, it's a mess. And, you know, I understand it's a very difficult thing to solve. And like you said, not ugly, effective, plus all these different agencies and, you know, problem solvers, so to speak, that are involved in it. Kudos. We see progress going on the Baptist site. Kudos with the port renovation stuff and, you know, the houses and improving a lot of. There wasn't a lot in the city council agenda, despite what I've been saying today.
Right.
But, you know, it's all progress. And I know there's, you know, we're going to continue talking about the flock cameras and all of that. But we'll actually be talking about that with Chief Winstrom tomorrow. Oh, just, you know what? We usually do a lightning round at the end, but I do want to make sure and give you this chance. Kristen Brown is retiring this week. Former, you know, in my phone, she's Lieutenant Brown when she was the first female lieutenant in BPD. And then, of course, captain and then assistant chief and then interim chief. And now she's retiring, right? She's retiring from the department this week.
Yeah. We were able to convince her to hold that off for a few months while we went through a transition in the police department, which, of course, I'm forever will be grateful for to have her amount of leadership and leadership experience and trust and respect that she had in the building to help us during a very complex time of waiting on a search and all those different things. And so, you know, she really stepped up yet again for the residents of which she is protected for so many years. And Deputy Chief Chrisman is the same thing. Yeah, obviously he's been on medical leave, but after that medical leave and going through that has officially retired as well. So, you know, two very, very long time, important, you know, 30-year leaders in our police department that had such great contributions, not only putting themselves in harm's way to protect our city throughout those 30 years, but training people to do the same thing, following them and leading those people. And so so I'll always be grateful to both of them for everything that they've done for 30 years and also even specifically the leadership that they've shown in the last few years in this job. So
absolutely.
So very excited that she's allowed to actually go retire now. That was the most. I asked her to make sure she didn't want to stay another couple of years. I wasn't able to convince her this time.
Right. No, she'd be great at it. And as you say, Kevin Chrisman, too, sometimes we forget to mention him in the same context, but for exactly, I mean, different reasons, but kind of the same scenario. And he's doing great, by the way, you know, all this stuff. All right. D.C. Reeves, a Pensacola mayor, always joins us on a Wednesday for an update. And today, an extraordinarily good sport as he was the person most directly punished for today's April Fool's joke.
I'll forward you all the emails. So you know, if you don't mind responding to them in 24 hours, that'd be great.
I'll do my best. Oh, just as a side note, the number of people whose comments I'm hiding actively, like it's over 100 already on our Facebook post, because I hate the people who blow it for everybody, you know?
Right, I hear you.
I'm
there with you, man. I
know.
Can't hate on it. I love a good April Fool's joke.
I wouldn't have done it if I didn't know you were a practitioner. Mayor Reeves, we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you for the time, sir.
All right, thanks.
John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Culver's. Lent is here. Enjoy shrimp or fish dinners or sandwiches. Cordova Mall, Mobile Highway, Milton, and coming soon to Pine Forest. It's Culver's. Welcome to Delicious. No accidents to report to you right now, but I'm seeing if you are on I-10 eastbound or westbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29, I'm starting to see some delays due to that construction. Highway 29 southbound approaching 9 Mile, a 7-minute delay in that area, and also 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze, experiencing about a 15-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Need to move across town, across country, or even across the globe? Trust Lambert Moving Systems. Veteran-owned, military-approved, and now celebrating over 100 years of moving excellence. As a quality award winner, BBB accredited, and agent for North American Van Lines, they handle local, long-distance, industrial, and international moves with packing, storage, and warehousing available. Serving Pensacola to Mobile and all surrounding areas and supporting the Gary Sinise Foundation. Choose the team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Go LambertTeam.com.
You already know Squeegee Squad for spotless windows and powerful pressure washing, but this spring it's time to let the sun shine in. Squeegee Squad makes your windows crystal clear and your home shine again. And hey, put down the ladder. Their licensed insured pros handle the windows, the pressure washing, and the gutter cleaning so you don't have to. Residential or commercial. Windows, power washing, gutter cleaning, and more. Squeegee Squad does it all. Less grime, more shine. Call Squeegee Squad today and let your home sparkle this spring.
Tickets for the third annual Night at the Museum Gala are on sale now for Friday night, May 8th. featuring special guest speaker, Vice Admiral Jeffrey Caesar Cherico. Table sponsorships are $1,400 all in, and individual tickets are $175, but you can save 20% at checkout with the promo code EARLYBIRD. Get tickets and all things Pensacola Navy Days at PensacolaNavyDays.org. Spend an evening of fine dining under the planes and support Pensacola Navy Days. That's PensacolaNavyDays.org.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Hey, man. You want to show your brother your ducks?
Of course, it's 27 minutes of jeopardy.
Don't worry, Ray. We'll bring you right back.
How many times have we been here before? How many pieces have to break? So many reasons not to celebrate. But I hate to see you crying, so let's drink before goodbye.
Good morning, 7:59 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Well, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey is in the hospital after undergoing a minor procedure, apparently, to remove some fluid near her lung. As a spokesperson says, she'd been feeling discomfort for several weeks. She is expected to be in the hospital for a few days, but ultimately be okay. And President Trump giving a primetime address later tonight, Andrew. That's at 9, 8 Central.
8 Central. All right, so 8 o'clock our time. And going to tell us what's going on in the war and, you know, which day he's going to stop bombing Iran. I don't know what to expect. I never know what to expect from Trump. But we'll see.